sohlanganange freedom day.
Mama Graca Machel, Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela, and the entire Mandela family, dear South Africans, that we are Madiba's compatriots and have lived during his time is a cause for a great celebration and enormous pride. Never before has our country celebrated a life as we are doing with that of Madiba today. We do not call Madiba the father of our rainbow nation merely for political correctness or relevance. We do so because he laid a firm foundation for the South Africa of our dreams, one that is united, non-racial, non-sexist, democratic, and prosperous. We do because Madiba was a courageous leader. Courageous leaders are able to abandon their narrow concerns for bigger and all-embracing dreams, even if those dreams come at a huge cost. Madiba embodied this trait. He was a fearless freedom fighter who refused to allow the brutality of the apartheid state to stand in the way of the struggle for the liberation of his people. While saying Madiba was one of a kind, we also remember that he believed in collective leadership and that he never wanted to be viewed as a messiah or a saint. He emphasized that all his achievements were derived from working with the ANC collective. Tomorrow, our people will accompany Madiba on his last journey to the seat of government, the Union Buildings in Pretoria, where his body will lie in state for 3 days. I have the honor today to announce that the Union Buildings Amphitheater, where Madiba was inaugurated as president in 1994, and where his body will lie in state, will, with effect from today, be called the Nelson Mandela Amphitheater. Our father, Madiba, has run a good race. He declared in his own words in 1994, he said, and I quote, "Death is something inevitable. When a man has done what he considers to be his duty to his people and his country, he can rest in peace. I believe I've made that effort, and that is therefore why I will sleep for eternity," unquote. Lala ngoxolo Madiba, qhawe lamaqhawe. Robala ka khotso sinahla sa dinahla sikwankwetla sa Afrika eburwa. Rest in peace, our father and our hero. Thank you very much.